My Inner Bible Tells Me. This is Dr. Herbert Alvirely, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, telling a story of my Bible stories. My Inner Bible Tells Me. We all have a Bible within us. It's a Bible of great enjoyment, great delight, a Bible that has stories that we haven't even begun to probe. And we look in the outer Bible, we look in the Old and New Testament of the Bible, and we see many wonderful stories. We see the revelation of things that happen in people's lives. This Bible is the story of the religious development of a people. So our Bible is the story of our religious development. And I remember one biblical character in the Old Testament, quite charming. His name was David. And David was an ordinary guy, and he was a shepherd, and he would be out in the field watching the flocks, and he would be playing on his flute, because sitting and watching a flock was not always all that demanding. But as David watched the flock, and as he paid attention to what they were doing, and as he was a good shepherd, the things that he did were just relaxing and peaceful. And so, most days, and fortunately that's the way it was, most days were peaceful and calm. And so, David would sit back on his wonderful piece of material that he was his bed and was his cloak and his clothing and everything. He'd lay back on that, and the sun would be shining down on him, and he would just be feeling so relaxed and peaceful. And he would take a drink of wine, and then he'd take out his flute, and he would sing to the sheep. And he would tell the sheep how wonderful they were, and tell the sheep what a great group of animals they were, and how mindful they were of what their future experience was to be, of service to mankind with their wool, and a service to mankind with their bodies as food for man. And then he would go on and he would praise God as he knew God, praising God mostly from within himself, though, and giving thanks for his opportunity to be there as a shepherd. For he always appreciated every duty and every opportunity he had, and as he appreciated them, more became into his world. More became a reality in his world. And he would sing his songs. And as we read of the songs of David in the Bible, we are so delighted with their charm and their delight and their imagination. And he would let his heart ring out with the infinite feeling of peace and joy, the infinite feeling of wonder and magic. And he would sing these words out with music that he created on the spot, music that was set for exactly what he wanted to say, revealing the things from his heart. He had no previous orchestration training. He had no training in the flute and how it should sound, but because he played the flute from his heart, he played music that charmed the most savage of beasts. And there were many times that David would be singing and playing his flute alternately, and as he did so, he would look up and he would see other animals of the hillside gathered around, listening to him play. They came closer and closer to him, animals that normally had a fear of mankind, but when David played his flute and when David sang, there was no fear, there was no anxiety anywhere. All the world was peaceful. The Bible that David sang from was the Bible of his heart. There was no outer Bible that he was reading. There was no outer word of God. Maybe there were some books that the priests spoke about. But David was a poor shepherd boy living in the fields, without the benefit of the priests and the rabbis, without the benefit of the church. And his church was the church within him. His God was the God within him. His life and beauty and magic were all flowing out from the center of his being. He truly had the Bible of the century in him. And now down through the centuries, we read the words of David. We read the songs of David. We read the music of David. And though we do not have the orchestration or score of his music, as we read the words and as we read the poetry and as we read the symbology of what he said, the music soars in our heart as brilliantly and wonderfully as it did when he played it on the wonderful playing fields there in Egyptland. Not Egyptland, but in Palestine or wherever he was doing his thing. And he was doing his things out in the fields. He was doing his things as he watched the sheep on the hillsides, as he watched the sheep on the hillsides. And they appreciated him, and they were at peace with him because they felt he was a good shepherd. And they, in turn, were good sheep. The Bible story that we find within ourselves is as exciting as the Bible stories of the ones who were written about in the early days. And as we listen to this Bible story within ourselves, we find that it is truly quite exciting and quite charming. It is truly quite revealing. My inner Bible tells me, and when I listen to my inner Bible, I am given the most perfect, practical, harmonious information that I could ever desire. And all is right with my world, and all is right with me. Listen to your Bible within and find the most precious Bible ever written, because it's being written moment by moment. It's being written every day of our life. And that Bible is the most beautiful poetic music and phrases that we could ever desire. Have a lovely day with your Bible, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.